Daniel in the Babylonian Court. In the third year of Jehoiakim's reign as king of Judah, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon besieged Jerusalem. The Lord delivered into his hands King Jehoiakim of Judah, and some of the vessels from the temple of God as well. These he carried off to the land of Shinar and placed in the treasure house of his God. King Nebuchadnezzar ordered his chief eunuch, Ashpenaz, to bring in some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility, young men without physical defect, handsome, intelligent and wise, well-informed, quick to learn and understand, and suitable for service in the king's palace. They were to be taught the language and literature of the Chaldeans. They were allotted a daily portion of food and wine from the king's table and were to be trained for 3 years, after which they were to enter the king's service. Among these were young men of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. To these four youths God gave wisdom and proficiency in literature, and to Daniel the gift of interpreting visions and dreams. At the end of the period set by the king for the youth's training, the chief eunuch presented them to Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them and found none to equal Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. These four became members of the king's court. In any matter of wisdom and discernment about which the king consulted, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. The dream of Nebuchadnezzar.